This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by I'll Be In My Bunk. From our / erotica, the title of this post is Three's Company. Sit back and enjoy the story.
The Florida sun was oppressive as it roasted my legs. My husband lay beside me. Need some water, babe? He asked, rolling over to the soft-sided cooler. He was a bit farther underneath the pop-up and the midday sun was only scorching the backs of his knees and below. The beach was especially crowded as the viral lockdown lifted. We managed to find a spot that wasn't quite so busy. But it was several hundred yards from our car. Our cart full of supplies was stuffed to the brim. We always overpacked. I was feeling sexy in my one piece that showcased my best assets in a classy way. I decided to play with Chris a bit. I ran a palm up the back of his thigh and groped his ass underneath his trunks. Fuck. He exclaimed in surprise at my sudden flirty assault. Shit, now I'm not gonna be able to turn over. And what about my water bottle? I asked, dragging a finger from his ass to his balls. My husband and I have always had a respectable sex life. Everyone said that it would fall apart as soon as we had kids. Strangely enough, it only improved. We used to enjoy sex. Now we fuck like rabbits. We had to be more cognizant of just when we could do it, but that only made us more adventurous. I started sucking him off after our nights out at plays, while the babysitter was just inside the house. I'd have him stop in the driveway and show my appreciation of his tolerance for musicals. It got me so fucking wet. I would fuck the shit out of him in our backyard after our kids went to bed. I didn't care that a few neighbors had a second story. When he pounded into me from behind, I was too busy losing my mind to care. Now, even with beachgoers walking just in front of us, I couldn't help fondling him. Don't let your hand write a check your mouth can't cash, baby, he moaned, prostrating himself before his sexual goddess. And what if I do? I asked. What if I pull down your trunks right here and suck you dry? Haha, Jesus, you're the greatest fuck ever. You know that. I broke eye contact for a moment to check around us and immediately yanked my hand from his bottoms. I tried to appear nonchalant. A young woman, recently finished with college by the look of her, was walking just ahead of our papa. She was caramel-skinned and had cute C-cup breasts. She glanced at me and smirked. As she kept walking, even I had to admit her ass was simply astounding. She wore a thong bottom, something I could never see myself doing, and had absolutely no problem with everyone on the beach eyeing her in a wide wake as she passed. She had this raw confidence. It got me hot. I looked up to my husband and saw him ogling her spectacular rear end along with the rest of the beach. Really? I laughed, scooting up to him. You look too, he defended, erection still right where I'd left it. Hem, I pursed my lips. I suppose I can give you a horny pass there. Tell me when she's out of sight. You want me to keep? Shit. I'd pulled down the front of his trunks right there, in the middle of the sunny sand. I took him deep into my mouth. I knew I was giving my husband explicit permission to stare at another woman's ass. Honestly, she looked so exotic, so gorgeous, that I envied him a bit. As I sucked faster, he seemed to lose touch with reality. I felt a tiny spurt of precum between my lips and laughed. I loved being able to do that to him. Hate to say it, but she's gone, Chris sighed. I popped his eager cock out of my mouth and raised his trunks. I grabbed my book from above his head and pretended to read. So, his voice dragged out. Babe, fuck, can I drive us somewhere? I need you. You're not driving me away from the beach so you can finish, I began. I don't want you to shoot your load deep inside me in the middle of some back alley. Just because you want to release with me rocking my hips and moaning your name, doesn't mean I'm gonna miss a beach day. His face was priceless. Consciously or not, he was pressing his boner to my face as if to say, come on, do it. I opened my mouth over his trunks and licked around the tip. I wasn't sure how much he could feel, but he groaned and pressed in further. Then, we both jumped. A thunderclap rang out. It was the middle of the afternoon and blindingly sunny, on one side of our tent. Like a villain in Dora the Explorer that I used to yell into my TV trying to warn dumbass Dora about. I kicked myself for missing the telltale sign of a thunderstorm in Florida. It being summer and sometime in the afternoon, we were both equally disappointed as the wind picked up and a cool breeze shot through our pop-up. Sending a towel flying, I sprang up to grab it, and Chris turned over onto his stomach, his raging stiffy digging a channel in the blankets. "You don't want to help me clean up?" My voice was playful and teasing. "I mean," he growled into the beach bag, "I could be a towel rack." I rolled the runaway towel in my hand and smacked his sexy ass playfully. He chuckled. "If you're trying to make my cock go down, that's not the way to do it. Maybe I don't want." If you've never lived in Florida, you simply don't understand what happened next. Most places it is either raining or not. It might be raining for half the afternoon, then sunny for the rest. It would sometimes rain all day. Florida was the only place I'd visited where it could be torrentially raining on one half of a parking lot, but not the other. I heard a sound that reminded me of a bucket of sand being poured out, but 100 times louder. Chris heard it too. He reached into the bag and grabbed out a huge tarp that he'd bought from Harbor Freight. "What the fuck are you doing?" I asked. "We need to." He hooked it into a pair of carabiners at the top side of the pop-up, and just as the rain rolled in, he was driving a new pair of stakes into the ground. He was outside the tent. The flooding rain beat against the tarp from the north. My man had saved the day and paid the ultimate price, being soaked at a beach. Oh, the humanity. I heard the hammer clink a few more times as the 10x10 pop-up wobbled and flapped in the downpour. Then, when I thought he was about to run in for cover, he ran along the perimeter of the tent. He was the only one staying put. Everyone else around us was sprinting down the sand. It was really coming down. "Throw me a couple more stakes," he yelled. "Bottom of the bag." I dug around. I found keys, and our waterproof case with our phones, and a shovel that was meant for our children at home, but no stakes. "Not that bag," he yelled. "The cooler." "Why the hell are they in the cooler, Chris?" I barked back. It was so typical of him to put them in the first place he could find. "Hurry up. I'm getting drenched out here." I tossed him the stakes, and we both had one thing in common. We were soaked. The sight of my husband pounding stakes into the base of the pop-up, while everyone else retreated around him, was the sexiest thing I'd ever seen. He flipped his too long hair out of his face, and I melted. He wasn't obscenely muscular, but he was just right for me. The way his arms tensed as he'd raise the hammer and slam it back down was, oh boy, something else. He didn't have precisely chiseled abs, but the way his core would tighten as he slammed the final stake was something that I'd think about for many nights to come. As he re-entered the tent, his hairy legs were slick. His defined thighs and calves were accentuated by his saturated form. His little rain defense had worked. My hair was safe, if frizzy from the humidity. My body was dry, except for the only part that mattered. The cool breeze had chilled me. I was sure he was freezing. I also noticed one peculiar thing. We were all alone. I patted the still warm towels. The rain and air was cold, but the sand beneath us hadn't had time to catch up. He lay down onto his back and groaned as the warm floor embraced him. "We should get these off," I murmured, untying his trunks. "You could freeze." "Probably not," he shrugged. My hands paused on his waistband and Chris looked down to me. My eyes said, "If you get these shorts off in the next 10 seconds, you'll have the best fuck of your life." His waterlogged mind finally seemed to get it. He smiled. His hard work was going to pay off. He didn't have to drive me to an alleyway where we'd smell rotten banana peels and food waste. He could get sucked and fucked right here. "Thank you, Florida," he groaned as his deflated cock flopped out. "Oh, you poor thing," I giggled, flopping around his flaccid dick in my hands. "It's freezing. Let me warm it up for you." I wrapped my mouth around him and did the thing that he loved most. I sucked it deep into my mouth and kept tugging him with each delicate suck as he grew in my throat. I moved my tongue out of the way, and he swelled within me. I began to slide up and down. "Fuck, babe," he whispered. "That's, holy shit." I was throating him like the most dutiful whore in the red light district. I had many talents, but I was really fucking good at giving blowjobs. My right hand worked his balls as I bobbed faster and faster. I figured I could finish him once during the rainstorm. Then we'd probably have time to fuck before it totally stopped. His balls began to tighten. I knew he was getting close. "On my tits or in my mouth?" I asked. He violently ripped down my suit and pulled out my sizable boobs. He began to play with my nipples, and I groaned as he manhandled me. I figured that meant he wanted it on my tits. I wanna come, he began. Fuck, that's good. Come down your throat. I giggled and sucked even harder, flattening my lips to his balls. He groaned and let out a loud, thankful cry. He was about to finish. Shit, shit. A woman's voice called out, rapidly approaching our tent. I flipped the towel over his dick and lay down atop him to hide the boner. I pulled my tits back into my suit. You fucking kidding me? He complained. The grumbling was short-lived. The tight Brazilian snack who had passed our pop-up earlier stood before us, dripping wet. I felt his dick twitch against my chest. Well, hello there, he laughed. I flicked the side of his chest, not facing her, as his dick jumped again. So sorry to interrupt your cuddle session, she laughed. My car is another 2 miles down the beach and I'm so fucking cold. You can always nap here until the storm finishes. He spoke up like the horny dumbass he was. Can I? She smiled. Oh, that would be great. I raised my eyebrows. It was one thing for him to check her out when it didn't affect me, but if that little bitch didn't let me have my orgasm, I was gonna be pretty pissed. It should pass pretty quickly. I grunted, rising from his lap and allowing his boner to show briefly. He turned away, like I knew he would. I grinned. If I wasn't going to come, he didn't get to stare. I hope so, she smirked, turning away from us and showing off her double-stuffed caramel-colored ass right in my face. She began to squeeze out her long black curls at the edge of the tent. She explained herself a moment later. I don't want to get your nice warm towels all wet. It's the least I can do for you. Chris looked over his shoulder and glanced at me. He noticed the fit woman's ass and then mouthed, oh, my God. She wasn't his usual type. She wasn't mine either. My type tended to have a dick between their legs, but her ass was spectacular. Maybe it was that I knew Chris didn't go for that kind of girl. Or maybe it was that I found myself a bit mesmerized by her delightful cheeks jiggle. But I reached underneath the towel and began to stroke him as he stared. I felt him twitching. He was so close. It was a bout of unexpected pity on my part. But I reached my other hand closer to his ass and felt up his balls from behind, dropping a few fingers across his ass for good measure. He stifled a groan and I felt him tense. He unloaded into the towel, and I continued to stroke for a moment as she finished drying off the rest of her body. He jerked over and over, finally getting his much-desired release, and in an even kinkier way than usual. She turned unexpectedly, and I pulled my hands from the towel as Chris listed sideways. The young woman shook the moisture from her hands and turned around to face us. I had Chris's sticky mess all over my left hand. I turned it behind my back and smiled. I'm Juliana, she smiled, extending a hand to me. Viola, I warmly returned. And this is Chris. Lovely to meet you, Chris straight up moaned. Oh, you as well. You two are quite prepared. Julie laughed, gesturing to the pop-up as the tarp rattled in the storm. Oh, that's all, Chris, I smiled. He's good with his hands. So are you, babe, Chris replied into the sand. Julie raised an eyebrow. I flicked my husband's exposed back with my finger where she couldn't see. Well, if it's all right with you, Julie began. I'm probably just going to rest on this nice warm towel and take a nap, as Chris suggested. Be our guest, Chris sighed, finally turning back over. It was pretty hot to think of him fully naked under the towel with Julie none the wiser. Of course, she chose to nap face down, turning her bare ass skyward for the world to see. She wore string thong bottoms that were hardly there. They were a brilliant fluorescent green. She had a matching string bikini top which barely covered her breasts. The woman was raw sex. She might have been the South American goddess of lust. I was doubting my own looks as I stared at her. But then I remembered what Chris liked. He adored large, full asses, which explained the slack-jawed stare. But his favorite was big, heavy tits. I was reminded of this as he kissed my neck almost silently, rising behind my crouched form. I felt his still-soaked dick against my back. Stop it. I turned to him and mouthed. The rainstorm was covering his movements. But if Julie turned around, there'd be no hiding. Don't fight it. He leaned forward and mouthed back. He slipped a hand down my chest and groped me like the thirsty pervert he was. I wanted to say that I wasn't that dirty. I wanted to fight him. This was way too risky, even for me, but then he popped one of my tits out of my top and began to suck. He swirled his tongue around it, and I exhaled, shutting my eyes. I'd forgotten how horny I was with all the craziness going on. I was still soaked. I let out a light moan. We both looked to Julie. She didn't move. I surrendered. I laid myself down where he had been a moment prior and motioned for him to get behind me. I was going to finish, goddammit. I pulled a towel over myself to have at least some cover if Julie turned around, and my nervous breath caught as his fingers moved aside the suit that had covered my crotch. I hadn't expected him to move that quickly. I wasn't on birth control. I shouldn't have let him grind his semen-soaked cock into my pussy. But I was starving. I would have probably humped the tent leg if I didn't have anything else. Plus, the slight risk was hot. I just had my period. It wasn't likely that I was ovulating. "How are you so hard?" I whispered. He stared into my eyes and groped both my big tits as he kept pumping himself across my clit. "You know," he mouthed, gesturing to Julie with his face. I wasn't sure if it was the added bonus of her ass on display, or the fact that we could be caught so easily. But I nodded vigorously and rolled my lip in as I began to slide my hips against his. She must have been asleep. The rain had slowed to a drizzle, and the sound of him slithering against my saturated pussy was obvious. I looked up. There was an old volleyball net that had long since disintegrated. I remembered thinking that it'd be a great place to fuck when we first arrived on the beach. I turned around to my husband and slipped the head of his cock into my soaked pussy. He began to pump his slick shaft and groaned. I held back. I made sure not to let him completely in. "If you go put up the hammock," I whispered, motioning to the volleyball posts. "I'll make you come like a fountain." He spread his eyes. "Should I put on my trunks?" he whispered. I shook my head. I loved the risk. I was lost in it. I thought I'd have to do more convincing. He was up in a flash, cock-free and bouncing in the open air. He moved quickly and quietly. As he ran down the sand, Julie stirred. I pulled my breasts into my top. She looked directly at me, but she had her sunglasses on. I couldn't quite tell if she was awake. She rolled over onto her side, and her left tit had popped out of her top. It was like a personal show. I'd never looked at another woman's boobs like that. They were adorable. She had a tiny little brown nipple in the middle of a full but perky breast. The nipple was hard, just waiting to be sucked. I could already hear my husband if he could see what I saw. "I volunteer as tribute." She stretched her neck and I saw under her sunglasses briefly. Her eyes were closed. That said, she seemed to be watching Chris in her sleep. I could see her eyes. There was no way she was. But her sleeping subconscious was ogling his hard dick and full ass. I know I was too. It was then that she surprised me. As he just about finished setting up the hammock, I saw her hand drift down between her legs. She opened her eyes and held my gaze. Her slender fingers slipped under her bottoms. I opened my mouth in shock. What the fuck was happening? Why was I watching? Chris jogged back down the beach as quietly as he could and pointed to her top, as though I'd somehow missed it. "Holy shit," he mouthed, giving me two thumbs up and staring at her tits unashamedly. He looked back to me. "We're ready." When I turned to check on Julie, her hand was out of her bottoms. She didn't want to be caught either. She pretended to sleep. What was I to do? I was about as turned on as a woman could get. If I didn't get dick, and soon, I might die from a vitamin D deficiency. Then again, Julie was awake. The sexy Brazilian stranger was watching us. She was masturbating. As Chris walked away toward the hammock, she slipped her hand right back under, staring at his ass. I don't even know why I did it. I untied my swimsuit and stripped fully nude before her. It was an unneeded risk. It was a smoking hot one. I marched out into the drizzle with as much confidence as my husband had, and my nipples hardened right away. The rainfall was cool and refreshing. As I climbed into the hammock, he was warm. He was working his cock in preparation. After an awkward climb into the mesh bedding, we both faced Julie's sleeping form. "I'll keep watch," I lied. "You focus on fucking me." His head was buried in my hair. I knew he couldn't see my personal show. Julie untied her bikini top and revealed both breasts. She played with her nipple as I felt Chris slam into me. I moaned, totally unashamed. I held eye contact as she lifted her sunglasses. There were many things that could have contributed to how fucking amazing he felt. Maybe it was the thrill of being used as a masturbation aid by a stranger. Perhaps it was the risk of knowing his dick hadn't been fully cleaned. It could have just been that I adore getting slammed in a hammock. But oh my shit, when he reached around and started playing with my clit. I moaned all the louder. I was gnawing at the hammock as he smoothly rocked in and out. I clawed at it like a falling cat. I looked up and saw Julie fingering herself. She was tugging a nipple and staring right at me. It was so wrong. I felt so alive. Good married couples didn't fuck in front of sexy Brazilians. We loved sex, in our own way, but it was always just us. I wasn't a girl who liked it when people watched. In fact, I was terrified of getting caught. If it had been a beach patrol, I would have screamed and covered myself. With Julie, I was screaming out in a different way. I wanted her to hear me finish. She pumped a pair of fingers into herself faster, working her clit with her other hand, and Chris brought his hands to both my nipples. He squeezed hard and my breath got faster. "Don't stop, don't stop," I moaned. He chuckled a sexy little laugh and shushed me, worried I would wake the already masturbating Julie. It was then that he did something that sent me over the edge. He clamped a hand down over my mouth. I hooked my leg over his and pulled him deep as I could. Julie's mouth dropped open at his forceful grip and restraint. She bit her lip and held back a moan that I could just barely hear. I came so damn hard. I sucked his fingers into my mouth, licking them, craving more. He was loving it too. He pressed them deeper and I took every last inch, moaning and gurgling. My mouth was too much for him. He tried to pull out, but I kept him pumping into me. I wanted him to finish inside. I was still spasming from the best orgasm I had ever even dreamed of. It just rolled on and on, the world's greatest feeling, and I saw Julie finish as well. She cocked her head back and giggled. Chris didn't hear it first. He groped my tits and a little spray of milk went flying out of the hammock. I was suddenly reminded that I was a mother who hadn't fed my son in hours. It didn't feel bad. In fact, it felt a little bit too good. I forced his hands over my nipples as I trembled in my final spasms, and my tits squirted again. Chris didn't mind at all. He drove himself deep into me, riding the end of his orgasm. He let out a final roar and immediately covered his mouth. "I'm sorry," he whispered with a giggle. "Did I wake her up? Shit." I was feeling about as satisfied as a woman possibly could. He deserved a treat. "Why don't you see for yourself?" He looked above my head and I heard his jaw open as wide as it ever had. His dick squirted within me a final time. "She fucked herself while you pounded me," I whispered. Julie stood up and stretched her back, pressing her tits out. She was totally nude as well. The only thing that stood between us was a loosely perforated fabric that surely wouldn't stop an extremely determined husband. She sauntered over to us slowly, bringing her bottoms and top along with her. She stood just in front of the hammock and slid her top over her neck. Her sexy tits were right there. I couldn't help myself. I reached out and flicked her nipple with my thumb. She winked and tied the top behind her back, putting the girls away. My husband's face fell. I felt him twitch within me again. He was getting harder. Neither of us were likely to come again, but I felt him rock into me as she turned around and stepped into her thong. "Wait," I whispered, holding a finger out to her. I looked behind me at my husband. He was groping my tits again and his Energizer-sponsored dick began to fuck me harder. I moaned as his left hand began to work my clit in little circles. The soaked mess was dripping through the hammock as he fucked more vigorously. Julie took a step back toward the hammock, bending over and showing her bare waxed pussy. It was literally dripping wet. It looked tasty. "Holy shit," Chris groaned as he fucked me like it was his job. "You want to spank me?" Julie asked him in her adorable accent. Honestly, if he didn't, I was about to. The desire to finger her was bubbling up within me. I didn't know I could want to do that to a woman. Julie was delectable. His eyes went wide. He looked to me. What a good man. He didn't even make any motions toward her. His first thought was, "Only if you're okay with it." How could I punish him for that? "Go for," I moaned as he worked me. He used the motion of the hammock to fuck me as hard as he could. I wanted it. I wanted to see her ass bounce. "Do it, baby." She rested her hands on the volleyball post and bent at the hips, fully displaying her blooming flower and scrumptious rear end. Her ass was massive. How was it so tight? Chris certainly did not throw away his shot. He brought back his open palm and slammed it to her with a tremendous clap. She stumbled forward. I'd never seen him use that much force when spanking me. I was sure it was too much. Julie just giggled and stepped back where she had been a moment prior. "Again?" she asked. He obliged her. Another loud and sexy smack rang out across the empty beach. She took a step forward, but pushed back again. "Again," she ordered with a desperate whimper. Her pussy dripped a new line of excitement between her legs. Chris was certainly aiming to please. He slammed her other cheek as hard as he could. It had to hurt. Then again, he didn't have much leverage and she had a lot of cushioning. "Now you, Viola," she moaned, wiggling a pair of fingers into her pussy. "Oh shit, she's getting off on this." I smiled and thought to myself. She had provided a show. The least I could do was help her too. I raised my hand and smacked her ass. I let it linger and grabbed it, jiggling her full cheek in my hand. "Fuck, that's nice," I moaned in equal measure for Julie and Chris. He was hammering me so fast, and pumping so hard, that I couldn't help myself. I closed my eyes tight and squealed as I came again. I squeezed him as hard as I could with my pelvic floor, and I felt him begin to spasm. I should definitely have been worried. But it was too damn hot. The thought of him coming inside me again was irresponsible and so fucking sexy. I felt the excess amount of jizz spill out of me, after two loads, and I began to laugh. I held his hips back. Okay, okay. I giggled. Stop. That's enough. Julie pulled her thong up, though she hadn't gotten a chance to finish a second time, and walked back to the tent. We joined her a moment later, after exiting the hammock with shaky legs. We were nude as the day we were born, and a flood dripped down my thighs. Julie was near our beach bag. I tilted my head in confusion, then she stood back up. She watched me step into my one piece and ran a finger up my thigh without asking. She grabbed a fingerful of Chris's leftovers and waited until he made eye contact. She dipped the whitish finger into her mouth and sucked it dry. The poor man didn't even know what to say. He whispered the only thing he could muster. Wow. Fuck. It was fun for you? She asked us. Yes, I smiled. Fuck yeah. Chris replied. For me as well. She nodded. Maybe I will see you around someday. Chris nodded and wrapped an arm around my waist. My breasts were still hanging out of the top and he gave my nipple a squeeze. We both watched her ass wobble as she pranced back down the beach with a renewed spring in her step. He sighed, feeling like a man who'd been entirely drained of his bodily fluids, and began to pull up the pop-up stakes. The sun was out. The rain had stopped. I tied my top and began to roll up towels. Well, that was fucking amazing. I laughed, using one to dry some of the mess between my legs. Jesus, I can barely move. He smiled about as big as I'd ever seen and grinned. You were goddamn unreal, babe. I was. I smiled. What about you? I don't think I've ever felt you come that much. Well, he laughed, pulling down the tarp. Julie might have helped a bit too. Yeah, I nodded. She watched us the whole time. It was hot, like really hot. I can't believe you let me spank her. Chris giggled like an idiot. Well, we both did, I shrugged. I figure that's all right, isn't it? Chris nodded. I don't think the marriage police are going to come after us. I'd like to see them try. I winked, walking to my husband. I wrapped an arm around his back and pulled him tight for a kiss. He explored my mouth with his tongue, and I giggled a light post-sex moan. We could always get a room. He groaned as I broke the kiss. I wanna see my baby, I winked. Maybe we could do something after he goes to bed. If you're lucky, I could give you a back rub. He smiled. I'd trained him well. I moaned. Might have to collect on that promise. As I put the two towels away, I saw something. We had a Sharpie in the waterproof case, and on the inside of the case was some backward writing. It wasn't my note, and certainly wasn't Chris's sloppy penmanship. In cute, girly writing, there was a pair of words. Thanks, Julie. Down at the bottom, there was something else. I looked up to Chris. He was putting away the stakes. What is it? He asked. I began to giggle. What is it? He emphasized. Oh, nothing, I smiled, closing the case. I get the strangest feeling we haven't seen the last of Juliana.
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.